Hey, this is Bob Enyart. Where's my opening music? The program didn't even start yet, but I want to give you a heads up about something on this Friday on Real Science Radio. We are going to interview Ray Comfort. And of course, you've heard of Ray Comfort, The Way of the Master, and Living Waters. We've had him on the program repeatedly. And the reason we're having him on Friday on Real Science Radio is because of his latest film, The Atheist Delusion. It is such a great film. I've just watched it. I can't wait to have Ray Comfort on this program. It'll be an honor to speak to him again. Back in 2009, on Bob Enyart Live, we interviewed him on his book, You Can Lead an Atheist to Evidence, but You Can't Make Him Think. Then in 2011, his stunning abortion film called 180 The Movie. We talked to Ray about that. And then in 2013, we interviewed Ray Comfort on his video, Evolution Versus God. And now, what an honor it will be on Friday, Real Science Radio, to interview again Ray Comfort on his video, The Atheist Delusion, Why Millions Deny the Obvious. Oh, and by the way, we also present Ray's film from last year called Audacity, atop our web page on homosexuality. So if you have not seen that, you'll want to see it. It's rsr.org. That's our abbreviation for realscienceradio.com. rsr.org/homosexuality. That film is so powerful. It has helped many homosexuals come to terms with the reality that they are in rebellion against God. So again, you might want to jot it down on your calendar this Friday at 3 o'clock Mountain Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. We will have on Real Science Radio for the fourth time, Ray Comfort of Living Waters. What an honor that will be. And now on today's show, a very important interview. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob Enyart Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Yesterday, while we were on the air, the judge was on trial. Yes, the judge was on trial. And we're speaking about the Chief Justice of the state of Alabama, Judge Roy Moore, longtime friend of Bob Enyart Live. In fact, he came on this program years ago to talk about the horror of what was then just issued, the Supreme Court's partial birth abortion opinion, which was violently wicked. And the judge explained all of that to us. We were so appreciative. And now he is again in hot water because he resists the godless culture. First, it was the monument of the Ten Commandments in the rotunda of the state of Alabama's Supreme Court building, which he refused to remove. And because of that, the liberals removed him from the bench. And then the people of Alabama voted for him to get back on the state Supreme Court as the Chief Justice. And now, this time over homosexual marriage, they are fighting to remove him once again. So during that hearing yesterday, during that, a number of Christian leaders and friends of Bob Enyart Live were there. And one of those, the national director of Operation Rescue, Operation Save America, Rusty Thomas. What an honor to have back on the air. Rusty, welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
Hey, brother. How are you doing? It's good to hear from you again, friend.
I'm doing great, and especially, Rusty, because I know that you and Cal Zastro and Doc Johnston and so many beloved brothers in the Lord and sisters are fighting the fight for the Lord and the innocent. And thank you for being there at that hearing. Could you first give us a background of what happened to Judge Moore this time? And then secondly, I'd like to talk about the paradigm shift that you presented recently at that Operation Save America event.
I think you've laid out the case pretty well, Brother Bob. This has been an ongoing struggle as the courts continue to impose lawlessness and corruption and injustice upon the land. And, of course, the great need of the hour is for lesser magistrates like Supreme Court justices and states and governors and legislators and sheriffs basically to say no to this moral anarchy and this tyranny that's being imposed upon the citizens of the United States of America.
Yes, Rusty, to quote our mutual friend Matt Truella with Missionaries to the Preborn, America has become an insane asylum run by the criminally insane. We're talking about people who dismember little children in the womb. They dismember them to kill them. This is wickedness, rebellion against God, and if they will kill unborn children, then of course every other form of wickedness, theft, and socialism, and now the debauchery that's paraded in our streets, including homosexuality and homosexual marriage. So we agree with you, Rusty Thomas. America is in a moral cesspool.
Brother, honestly, the courts have become a social engineering laboratory, and the citizens of America, we have become their guinea pigs. If rarity determines value, the value of one Chief Justice Roy Moore, in so many ways, the last man standing, you know, between the moral anarchy and the tyranny that's raising its ugly head in the United States of America,
wow.
Brother, he steps in, and his heart, his life, is to make a stand for righteousness, to make a stand for the oath of office, to make a stand for the rule of law, for life, for marriage, for what is good. And to see this man time and time again, where the enemies of the Lord go after him to remove him from public office.
Yeah.
But the amazing thing, Brother Bob, they keep removing him from office, but they can't keep a good man down.
Yeah, Rusty, Jesus Christ proved that, right?
Amen.
You can't,
right.
keep a good man down,
and he's following in the footsteps of his Lord.
Yeah.
In fact, I don't know if you know this, Bob, as they're threatening to remove him from office, he's leading in the polls right now in Alabama to become the next governor of Alabama, and he hasn't even made known that he's even running for the office.
If nominated, I will not run, and if elected, I will not serve. No, so he's not even running, and he's leading in the polls. I hadn't heard that. Rusty, years ago, we were placing full-page newspaper ads, open letters, in key cities around the country to reach individual men. In Colorado Springs, to reach Dr. James Dobson. In Washington, D.C., the Washington Times. In Birmingham, Alabama, Judge Roy Moore was going to be speaking in that city at a pro-life event. And so we took out a full-page ad in the Birmingham News. If I recall the price, it was $7,000. And it was just to reach him, about some atrocity that was called the partial birth abortion ban and then eventually the ruling, which explained to abortionists how to dismember unborn children so you wouldn't get in trouble. And Judge Roy Moore, he thanked us for urging him to actually read the ruling. He came on this radio show, and he warned Christians that while we all get excited and applaud many of these outcomes from our Republican politicians, that they look like they're pro-life, actually they're just regulating the killing of unborn children. He said it was a brutally wicked ruling that described how to do a partial birth abortion and make it legal. And he called on us to be true to God and to not mislead people, because the battle is too vital for there to be any confusion among the ranks.
Amen, buddy. He has a long-standing record as a godly magistrate, standing for what is right, what is just, what is good. I mean, that's the legacy of his life, and it's so needful. And one of our prayers, Brother Bob, when we were at the rally before the hearing, is that his understand his example would serve as an inspiration to other magistrates in the United States of America. Mm. You know, that it would inspire other governors and judges and sheriffs and things of this nature. Mm. Brother, this is what's desperately needed. Somebody has to be the adult in the United States of America. Somebody has to put on their big boy pants and say, listen, we have to reapply the constitutional chain upon the federal beast. We got to restore law and order, got to put back in place the checks and balances to secure our freedom for the future. Mm. And he's one of the few, brother, willing to take that courageous stand. And when the church does not respond, brother, and does not come alongside to support godly men like this, brother, this endangers us all. Mm. And honestly, one of the things that was grievous besides the case itself is so fraudulent, so arbitrary, it's so frivolous. Even the fact that it's giving a hearing tells you about the state of the American mind, brother, and it is sick as can be. But the point of the matter is this, brother, we had maybe 200 people, and most of them were from out of state mm. that recognized this was ground zero. Mm. And brother, for the most part, pastors, Christian leaders, missing in action. Mm. And I got to tell you, brother, when the church remains silent and inactive at times like this, brother, it serves a number of things. It always strengthens the oppressors. It always victimizes those who suffer under this anarchy and this tyranny.
Rusty, back in our own history, when slavery was legal, there was a small group of abolitionists. Just like today, there's a small group of abortion abolitionists. Operation Save America, American Right to Life, Missionaries to the Preborn, so many groups, but they're relatively small compared to the behemoths like Focus on the Family and so many other groups we could name. But back when slavery was legal, Rusty, the church actually opposed the abolitionists. They would say, yeah, we don't like slavery, slavery's not nice, but they opposed abolition. The church in Germany was mostly silent, tolerant, even complicit in the horror that Germany became in World War II. And so here in America, we are repeating history where the church remains mostly silent, and their silence gives aid and comfort to the child killers, to those who are perverting justice.
And the tyrants, brother, and those who are promoting this moral anarchy yeah. that is just savaging our people.
Yeah,
it's incredible, brother. There's so many things biblically that we are ignoring. God says in times like this, he is looking for those who are going to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. Where are the watchmen on the wall? Where are the guardian at the gates? You know, thank God for pastors who are faithful under-shepherds of the flock, and they give their lives to feed the flock of God, you know, mm-hmm. the truths of God's word and the living waters of his spirit. But I'm telling you, brother, the desperate need of the hour is for pastors and Christian leaders also to become elders in the gates, mm-hmm. in the gates of their city. Mm-hmm. What is coming in? What is going out?
Yeah.
Where is this enemy who has come to kill, steal, and destroy? Where is he operating in our cities?
Rusty.
And who's going to take the rod of God and drive out the wolves to protect God's lambs and sheep?
Oh.
So this is the desperate need of the hour.
What we do instead, Rusty, is we take the wolves, like, for example, say, Mitt Romney or Donald Trump. We, our Christian leaders, are the ones who dress them up like sheep. We have wolves in sheep's clothing, but we are the ones who are making them look like sheep. We're lying to the flock. We're saying, like Dr. Dobson said just recently about Donald Trump. He said, Donald Trump has just become a born-again Christian. And we almost, I mean, I love Dr. James Dobson and for all yep. the people he's brought to the Lord and all the good that he's done. but he has also been the leader of taking the wolves and dressing them up as sheep and lying to the flock and saying, come here, this sheep is safe. Follow this shepherd. And it's not a shepherd, it's a wolf. And let me give you an example from just this summer in Greenville, South Carolina. There's a mega church there named New Spring. And they just announced the removal of their founding pastor for his sin. But before that, back when the U.S. Supreme Court issued their opinion on something called homosexual marriage, whatever that might be, I talked to a family. They attend and they're very involved in the New Spring Church. And they love the Lord. They take their Bibles to church. So when the Supreme Court issued the Obergefell v. Hodges decision, that family, the father was horrified to find out that all his children, he has a big family, all but one maybe, thought it was a good decision that homosexuals should be able to get married. And so what that tells us is that that church, along with 10,000 others, have not been teaching their members the meat of the word, not even the milk of the word, because to not know that homosexuality is a perversion that destroys human beings. And if you love your neighbor, you will not be complicit in the sin that destroys him. You will not affirm him in his sexual perversion. They don't know that. They're not even taught that at that mega church of 30,000 people.
Well, there's a great quote, brother, from Martin Luther. This quote, in fact, helped me cross that line of obedience, brother, to take the stand in the midst of our perverse and bloody culture. And what Martin Luther said was this, and I'm just paraphrasing, but this is the meaning of this statement. He said, if I, with greatest exposition, can teach every truth of Almighty God, but I am silent at that one little point where the devil and the world is attacking the truth, I am not preaching Christ, no matter how much I proclaim Christ. And he went on to say, where the battle is raging, that is where the good soldier of Jesus Christ must be. Otherwise, we're AWOL. We're missing in action. And brother, you know the United States of America. You know the American church. We preach Christ every Sunday. But we got an elephant in the room. We got child sacrifice, the shedding of innocent blood. Our nation is parading our sin like Sodom. God has destroyed nations who have committed these abominations. And we ignore these things, brother. We turn a blind eye and a deaf ear to the very things that are savaging our nation. And for the most part, the American church is AWOL, brother. We have withdrawn from the public sphere of our life. We have withdrawn the salt and the light that preserves and protects men and nations. And as a result, brother, we are being given over to the wolves. And they are devouring the land. There must be serious repentance and the acknowledgement of the truth. And we have to get up and get out. The salt has to come out of the shaker, the light from under the bushel. And we got to live our lives in such a way, brother, we're going to give God a reason to show mercy to a nation that continually begs for his judgment.
Thank you for that, Rusty. And I want to get to Judge Roy Moore, if we could do a quick background and then what happened at the hearing yesterday. But first, just a minor clarification. I have quoted that same quote from Martin Luther. I do believe it comes from an Elizabeth Rundell Charles from a book in 1864. And Martin Luther said something sort of similar, but that quote, I think, comes from Elizabeth Charles. But anyway, that's
a
very minor
clarification.
And that's a very minor point, right? But can we?
But the truth of the statement is, well, it's powerful.
Oh, it's evident, right. So what happened in Alabama? The judge issued an order to the county clerks to comply with Alabama state law that marriage is a union of one man and one woman, and to not issue homosexual marriage licenses. That came before the Supreme Court's opinion.
What it was, he did eventually issue an administrative order basically saying that it's up to the Alabama Supreme Court to determine the legitimacy of the Obergefell decision. And so they gave an initial ruling about upholding, you know, Alabama Constitution, one man, one woman in marriage.
Right.
But then 6 months went by, and there was no ruling from the Supreme Court, the Alabama Supreme Court, after the Obergefell decision.
As I understand as I understand it, Rusty, the court needs agreement by a number of judges to take up an issue. And some of them were simply cowardly and did not want to address this. It's like happened.
Because they had 6 months to do it, brother. And so when he released the administrative order, he was encouraging the Alabama Supreme Court to give a final ruling on the matter.
Okay.
And because you had the probate judges in Alabama, brother, just flapping in the wind. They didn't know what to do. Should they obey Obergefell or should they obey the Alabama Supreme Court?
Hey, Rusty, as Peter said, we must obey God rather than man. So even if every court in the land told the clerk to issue homosexual marriage licenses, the clerk should defy them.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, it took 8 months, and the Alabama Supreme Court basically did not acknowledge the Obergefell decision, and so they left standing their initial ruling, which is they upheld the Alabama Constitution that marriage was between one man and one woman. And so what they're trying to do with Chief Justice Roy Moore in the midst of that, they're going back, you know, several years to the Ten Commandment monument where he was, in fact, I'm just talking legally now, I'm not talking about, you know, before God, legally he disobeyed a direct order from a federal judge.
Right.
And the ones who are going after Chief Justice Roy Moore now want to use that same scenario to remove him from office today, but it's not the same. This is not Chief Justice Roy Moore. This is the Alabama Supreme Court, and this is where the inconsistency comes, brother. They just go after him. Why not go after the whole court? Why are they not in contempt?
Because,
Why are they not being held, Rusty?
And the reason is because they are wicked, and they're seizing the opportunity that they think is most profitable for their wickedness to rebel against God. That's why they are doing that. They don't care about justice. They don't care about equity. They don't care about the law. They simply care about expressing their rebellion against God. That's why they're doing it.
Well, it is. And that's exactly right. And see, that's what Chief Justice Roy Moore represents in their mind. He represents that. He represents the Lord. He represents the oath of office. He represents the rule of law. He represents, you know, God-given rights like life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. He recognizes that marriage is a God-ordained institution between one man and one woman, and no man and no court can redefine it. And so, brother, because he represents that, he has become the target, and he must be removed. So this sodomite agenda, this juggernaut, can continue to destroy what is good and wholesome and sound about our nation, brother. And this is where other magistrates and church leaders are going to have to rise up, put their stake in the ground, unfurl the banner of the gospel of the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. And like Martin Luther, we're living at a time where we say, this is where we stand. We can do no less. We got to do this, brother.
Rusty, I'd like to let you know that I'm not a fan of the oath of office. You've mentioned it a second time, so my audience knows that they're expecting me to make a comment, which I want to make. Iron sharpens iron. You know, in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, I tell you, do not swear an oath at all, either by heaven, for it's God's throne, and he goes on. Dr. James Dobson made an oath in Washington, D.C. at the March for Life in front of hundreds of thousands of people. And it played in their visitor center daily for like 15 years. And in it, he said, for as long as God lets me live on this earth, I will never again support a politician willing to kill a single innocent child.
I remember that.
Right. That was a leader. That was a leader. That was truth. It was courage. And what happened was that he violated that oath, that pledge to God. And he, in writing, he told us on letterhead from Focus on the Family, he no longer abides by that pledge because he wanted to support, of all people, John McCain and Mitt Romney and so on, rabid pro-aborts, child killers. So this oath here, when we make an oath, you know, I've been sworn in, so to speak, in many, many trials. As a pro-lifer, I'm sure you have been too, over the decades. And when they say, do you swear to tell the truth, I think of the Lord saying, don't swear an oath because you're a human being. There's a good chance you're going to violate it. And when you violate it, then you're not only sinning against your neighbor, now it's an affront to God. So Jesus said, do not swear an oath at all. So what I say is, I affirm that I'm telling the truth. It's minor, but I think we're putting focus on the wisdom in the Lord's teaching, don't swear an oath, don't take an oath.
To become an American citizen, like as a soldier, I had to raise my right hand and say that I would, you know, give my life to defend the Constitution of the United States against all foreign and domestic enemies, by the way. And we sure got plenty of those who are out to destroy this nation.
Yes.
And so, I mean, that's a part of our American makeup. You know, it's a part of our legal system. And again, I get the wisdom of what the Lord said.
Yeah, well, it's
also a reality that we face.
Well,
you know,
Rusty, it's like a thousand things. We as Christians try to influence the culture with the teachings of the Lord. You know what? Thus, we're out of time and we haven't gotten to the paradigm shift. Could we do another interview maybe in about 2 weeks, Rusty, so we could talk through
awesome,
that?
Brother.
I know that Leslie Hanks, president of American Right to Life, was there with you guys, and she's so excited and has shared with me what's going on. So let's plan to do that, Rusty. Rusty Thomas, the national director of Operation Rescue, Operation Save America. Rusty, thank you so very much.
Bless you, Bob, and thank you for all your good work, brother, and I look forward to our time together in the future.
Oh, me too. God bless you.
I bless you too, Ben.
By the way, the website for Operation Rescue, Operation Save America, is operationsaveamerica.org. Our website, kgov.com. You could go to our store, so just click on the menu item, store, and get our Bible studies. You could subscribe to our sermons, our topical videos. We have so much information. In fact, we've been teaching through the Bible verse by verse. I think you will love it to be able to provide answers to those who ask for the hope that lies within you. If you value that, then I ask you, if you can, to help support us. You can do that at the store when you get our resources, or if you'd simply like to donate to Bob and Yurt Live and Real Science Radio, and then there's Theology Thursday. So until next time, this is Bob and Yurt. May God bless you.